Now, the recent coalition government may be something new to us, but a group of cross-party MPs have been working closely together, let me tell you, making music. In fact, since 2004, this has been going on, four MPs from the Conservative, Labour and Scottish Nationalist parties performed together in a group called MP4. Kevin Brennan, the Labour MP for Cardiff West, is one of them. He believes that making music in public, and busking in particular, is something that should be encouraged. Well, according to Kevin, we should even have a National Busking Day, and we push him for that. So I'm pleased to say that Kevin Brennan, MP, is with me now. Kevin, you're welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ron.
Now then, tell me about your love affair with music. Does it go back many years before politics?
It does. I'm half Irish and half Welsh. My dad was from West Cork and my mother from Nantyglow, so you won't be surprised to know there was music in the household from when we were kids. We used to, you know, gather around in the back room and have a sing song. Everyone was expected to be able to give a song and do a turn. And my sister acquired a guitar one Christmas. Her birthday was on Christmas Day, so she always got better presents than the rest of us. and I sort of picked it up as well. So, yeah, music was in the home from childhood.
Well, I didn't know that you were half Corkman.
That's right. My dad was from Drimaleague in West Cork.
There we are. You got a little something in common with Frank Hennessy.
That's right. I know Frank very well.
There we are. So busking then as an art form, or a musical form, if you like, when did that start for you?
Well, as a teenager, I sort of acquired my own guitar. When I was 17, went travelling around Europe on interrailing, on the trains, as some youngsters do. Took my guitar with me to try and raise a few francs along the way to try and help pay for the trip. And so, that was really when it started. And obviously, since then, I've gone on to other things, but occasionally get asked to do an odd little busk for charity and so on to raise a bit of money for a good cause.
It takes a special person to be busking, doesn't it? You know, you've got to have the wherewithal, the determination and the gall, in a way, of standing there at the side of the street.
There's an amazing amount of talent out there, actually, of people who maybe just don't quite make it sometimes in music industry or whatever, or perhaps don't want to make it. But if you go around the streets of Cardiff or, you know, other major cities very often around Britain, there's some extraordinary talent out there that often we just walk on by and ignore. And I've always tried to stop if I've got time and have a listen, or maybe toss a coin into the guitar case or bucket or whatever, if possible.
I tend to do that as well. I mean, go back to the story of Peter Carey. You know Peter Carey?
Yes.
Best Phantom of Phantom of the Opera. He started, you see, in the underground, singing at the side there, went up to London, took his chance.
And there are many, you know, very, very famous entertainers who began busking. You know, people like Paul McCartney, Keris Matthews, all sorts of people who've gone on to greater things have made their start with an audience out on the street.
Yeah. Where is it then in terms of the law, you know, the legality of busking?
Well, it's controlled really, at a local level largely, and different local authorities have different attitudes. And what I'd like to see really would be, generally a more tolerant attitude towards busking, encouragement of it, and possibly, you know, the creation of areas where busking is permitted. And exactly. And I don't think we need to go so far as sort of a formal licensing system.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. In cities like London, sometimes you need a much more formal thing because there are so many people competing for the same space.
If you don't like that kind of formalisation, you probably won't like, you know, the thing that they should be auditioned as well. I mean, if they're a poor singer, they shouldn't be allowed to sing on the street.
There can be a case sometimes. I mean, in London, on the London Underground, for example, they do have that system because they've got these special pitches for people. And, you know, and also I think that, you know, occasionally you see the odd person who is not really busking, can't, you know, play a musical instrument at all. And perhaps that's when busking and begging perhaps can get a bit confused. But I'm talking about people providing entertainment, something to lighten the day, you know, brighten up the street a bit, and you know, provide some fun for people. And if they want to then support that, they can toss a coin in a cup. I think that's really a rich part of our culture.
Yes, I think you're right. And you're up for National Busking Day then?
Yes, there's a bit of a campaign going on with the performing rights people who also would like to see this, and I've supported it with a motion in the Commons for us to have a day to recognise busking. And perhaps what I proposed also is in the House of Commons itself that they would allow some busking going on in the grounds on that day, perhaps to raise some money for a good cause.
Yes.
Just to highlight to, you know, some of the legislatures, perhaps we could do it down the National Assembly as well, down the Bay.
Yes.
You know, to highlight the importance of music and the creative industries in our culture, and, you know, busking itself and how it can lighten up people's day.